that's what makes the world a beautiful place.
Right? Because it'd be boring if we all liked things.
Exactly.
So just to reiterate for the audience, you do not like zombie movies.
They just don't hit for me for some reason. They just never do it.
That's fine. That's how I feel about vampires and werewolves.
Okay.
And witches. I'm just like, meh.
Vampires, I find the lore, and sometimes, like, you cannot deny the cinematography and some of the action sequences in some of the vampire movies. Like, can you deny action sequences in Blades?
Or some vampire movies.
Beautiful sequences of the Lost Boys, like, you know. And
you're talking about the guy with the saxophone, right?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, whom among us does not love that. But as far as like freaking me out, they don't do it. But I do love, I find them to be very, at least the ones I like, to be very well shot and well acted. Mm-hmm. Whereas zombies, by the nature of the creature that a zombie is,
yeah,
we don't really get to, like, it doesn't
give for a good shot. Like, it's not, yeah, I get it. Like, it's purely entertainment. Like, zombie movies to me are just purely entertainment and scare. Like, to me, this one, the zombies themselves look pretty scary, some of them.
Oh, I'm not saying, like, from visually, they were gross as shit. One was slimy as, I was like, what? You've been in a vat for years. Just stay there.
Yeah.
How bad you need a brain? Just stay in the vat. Like, come on.
Look at yourself and then be like, eh, nah.
Also, if this movie isn't a PSA for not taking your clothes off in public so that the creature water won't get you.
I don't know what else will do it. If that doesn't deter anyone, any woman from getting naked in a cemetery. Ugh. Okay, so we should probably, hello.
Oh, hello. And
welcome to Horror Neals.
Sorry, we got right into it today, guys, because it's been a hot minute since we recorded. It's
been like, what, 9 months? Anybody who got knocked up while listening to our podcast, congratulations on your new baby.
Yeah, seriously. Jen and I both have new jobs, which are exciting, but which come with some social media limitations that we will not be sharing our jobs with you, but we're both very happy and very fulfilled in our new careers. I'm also in Texas now, which I know you can tell by my accent. It's fabulous. A yeehaw's coming any second, guys.
That New York just went right out of you, didn't it?
Right out.
Left it right in the state.
You can't hear it anymore, can you? It is the temperature of Satan's asshole here in Texas. Say that. They were not exaggerating.
Do you miss New York at all now at this point?
July 4th was very hard for me because my whole family would do get together at my aunt's summer house.
Yeah.
They were all telling me that they were there when I talked to them on the 4th. My uncle's like, I'm going to your aunt's. My aunt's like, I'm going to your aunt's. I'm like, Dad's
I figured that. Awesome.
We're home. I rearranged some furniture today because I had no plans. And I have work tomorrow. Like, I'm a person with a job. Like, I don't
understand. Yeah, I do things now.
Can we also discuss that if July 4th falls any other day, but a Monday or Friday, let's just move it. Let's just celebrate it. On either the Monday or the Friday.
The Friday, yeah.
Enough, a nice little 3-day weekend. What are we doing? One day off. With this is
perfect. Yeah, the day off should always fall on the Friday or the Monday.
They really should. Can we
start? Tuesday and Wednesday are such trash days to have a holiday. Because you can't do anything. Like, you can't. Yeah. Thursday you might be able to squeak a free Friday out of. Like.
Yeah, you could request a.
Like Thanksgiving. Yeah. And nobody really wants to come back. Nobody really wants to come back to work on Friday just to stop against Saturday. So you can tweak a Thursday holiday, but Tuesday and Wednesday, trash.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, nobody's expecting productivity the day after Thanksgiving. And if you are an employer expecting productivity the day after Thanksgiving, well, yeah, good for you.
Good to have dreams. Good to have dreams.
But how was your fourth? So, yeah, so I did miss it a little bit then. Otherwise, no. This winter, didn't miss it at all. Saw no snow, and it was glorious.
You're like, I was wearing a bikini on Christmas.
Yeah, it was great. I think it was like 60. Thanksgiving we had outside. Easter we had outside. Like, we were outside for these holidays. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
We will not be outside for my son's birthday next weekend.
For the opposite reason.
Yeah.
You don't want to be baked.
Yeah. How was your fourth? Good?
It was good. Yeah, just did some family time, went and saw, oh, that Indiana Jones movie. God bless it.
Well, maybe we'll review that soon here.
Yeah. Well, I can say it was not as bad as Crystal Skull. That's the best I got.
Oh, geez. Well, that's not a rave review by any stretch of the imagination. So,
I don't know what to tell you.
So, whoa, good. Let's circle back to the zombie movie. We are talking about Return of the Living Dead.
Yes.
In which, for some reason, I guess because it was an 80s movie and we had to get to titties eventually.
Always.
A young,
well-shaved lady.
Oh, that's whack.
Oh, yeah, waxed, yeah.
Either waxed or she was shaving every day. Jeez Louise. Or laser? I mean, did they have laser?
I don't know, but it was like...
it was pristine.
Yeah.
Impressive. So she gets naked on top of a...
After her monologue about dreaming about dying.
Yes. Very.
My girl had issues.
So, ladies, here's the thing. If you're going to party in a cemetery, keep your clothes on so the acid water can't turn you into a zombie. This is my life advice for you.
Yeah. Or just in general, you know, like, well, I don't.
I'm 40.
It screamed attention. But she, my mom was actually watching this with me when I watched it today.
I love that.
She was like, some man wrote this. I was like, yeah, probably.
Yes.
So the guy. They're giving his monologue how he's not understood, and she's just naked rubbing on him his attention. Oh man, you know, the men on set were just eating that up.
They really were. My favorite character had to be the girl just all in white, and would have only made this movie better is if they kept changing out her outfit just for happiness, so it looked like it had never gotten dirty. Like, just,
oh yeah, yeah,
that,
so
would
it just look like perfect. That would have been funny, actually.
I don't understand that girl with that group of people.
I loved it. As I was watching it, I was like, these people have no business hanging out with each other, but I'm here for it. I love it. I love that there's the preppy chick, and then you've got the punk rock kids, and they just.
And
we're
the
chilling.
Nerd, he was there just dying.
Yeah.
Blade. Nobody wanted him.
I mean, this guy was like hardcore punk with the chain from the ear to the lip. But he's hanging out with this little preppy girl. I was like, okay, I like that. I like the diversity in their friend group.
So we open up and we're just.
July 3rd.
It's July 3rd. And we're learning about the inner workings of this medical facility. They ship out things to different places, including, just so you know, cadavers. Doggy cadavers, human cadavers, skeletons.
Butterflies,
just all sorts of
anything that could die, they got it.
They got it. Because, you know, we need experiments. We're not shipping the live frogs to the schools for the kids to cut open. Which, interestingly, I didn't see those, and that seemed like such an 80 thing. The frog experiment.
Wasn't true. That was huge when we were kids. Frog dissection.
Yeah.
Every movie, every school show.
Neil did it.
There was always a frog dissecting episode.
Always.
I actually had to do that for homeschooling.
Did you?
Because we had our homeschool days and they had us dissect. I didn't like it. I don't. Bleh.
Okay. I can't much say that I remember. I know I did it. I don't remember either which way.
Yeah.
I know that I believe it was either Charlie Sholin or Randy Schumann that was my partner. Shout out, guys. We're even sitting at the same kindergarten table together. So shout out. Long time together. Small towns, you know. And God bless. I'm sure I made one of them do it. I was like, you guys do that and I'll write everything down and pinpoint the pieces and we'll be good to go.
Boom.
So yeah, interesting that they didn't have the frogs, but they have these things and Frank is showing Ricky, right? His name is Frank.
Yeah. Right. Was the kid's name Frank? Shoot.
I thought the kid's name was Ricky.
I don't remember.
Hold on. Let's get an item.
This is one of those movies where I didn't care enough about each of the characters to actually know who was who.
Okay, hold on. I trust you on these things.
Freddy. Freddy was the kid's name, yes?
Freddy was the kid's name? Okay.
Yeah.
But I was right. He was Frank.
Yes, he was Frank, yes.
Frank is there. He's showing Freddy around. And eventually Frank starts talking about, you know, the experiment from the first movie, blah, blah, blah. Things.
Which I like that little tie-in because it's not actually a direct sequel.
Right.
Which always confused. I thought it was, for the longest, I thought it was a direct sequel of Night of the Living Dead, which it's not. It's just called Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
And then they do a throwback to, a reference to Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. So we get them. These two idiots decide to go down and look at dangerously marked government paraphernalia that wasn't supposed to be shipped to them in the first place that may or may not have a motherfucking zombie in it.
Rusty ass, just rusted barrels.
If nothing else, tetanus waiting to happen all over.
That's your best case scenario is tetanus.
Best case. And, of course, Frank decides to prove I'm a man. These tanks are strong. I'm going to show you how strong these tanks are. And he opens them. And him and Freddy get bombarded.
Yeah. Oh, he bangs on it. No, he does the thing where you got to show how tough it is. And you got to bang on it. And poof. They're gassed.
Right, because once again, that tank has been sitting down there rotting. Rotting.
There was no need to touch it. They didn't have gloves on. Also, first of all, if I'm working a medical supply that's handling cadavers, I'm wearing gloves and damn near hazmat suit at all times.
All times. I'm not even looking at the cadaver without a hazmat suit, but let's move on. I digress. Frank was like, we usually have a lot more cadavers in here. How many cadavers you need, Frank? One body's good enough.
Right. And how long are they good for?
You need one of each type if you really need to learn anatomy. And then we're out. Nothing else is different. We all got the same two kidneys. We all got the same liver. We all got the same pancreas. Unless you're really dying to see a ball sack. Let's move it along.
You don't
need that many cadavers. So the gas escapes and it reanimates the one cadaver.
With jaundice.
One with jaundice.
Died of jaundice because he is eye yellow.
Eye yellow. And he comes back to life and they lock him up. They can't figure out what to do. And they call Bert, the owner. And now Bert's like, well, we can't call the police. We can't call this because my precious factory.
That's always how you know you're about to get into some shit. When the guy says, we can't. When anybody says we can't call the police, you're done. That's it.
Shit's going down. I've never been in a situation where I'm like, we can't call the cops. My situations have always been, well, if this gets much worse, we're going to need to call the cops.
Probably going to have to call the cops.
And what I mean by that is, stranded on the side of the road and not really sure that I can get this tire changed kind of emergency. I just want to be very clear. But always in my back of my head, I go, well, if things go drastically wrong with this side of the road emergency, I can call the cops.
Yeah. So when that's your first reaction.
We're in a dark pothole and we're all just sitting there and we're like, and I lean out and he's like, well, should I call the cops too? And I'm like, no, there are four cars in front of us. I mean, it was so, like, you couldn't get around it. And, yes, so they, like, came from the other direction, put a large board over it, and, like, blocked off the entrance.
Uh-huh.
That's what I mean. You can call the cops.
Yeah.
We can't call the cops. We got a problem here. We got.
Yeah.
And all because we can't call the cops because of our reputation?
Or your job, or because of your company? Okay. Yeah, well, and then I'm out.
I'm out. So these three geniuses decide we're gonna cut up. So they get into an altercation with this reanimated jaundiced cop.
Jaundiced cadaver.
Kill the brain from the first movie. I like, once again, Italian.
Yeah, but they did. They got his head, but but he was still moving.
He was still moving.
They had to chop his whole head off.
They chop his whole head off. He's still moving. So things are not working. So they decide to chop him into multiple pieces, bring him over to dear sweet Ernie at the crematorium.
The guy who killed Bernie in Weekend at Bernie's, by the way.
Oh,
I love his facial expressions. Huh?
I loved him. He was the best part about the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, me and Ernie could be friends. I don't know.
Because he pulled a gun out real fast.
Oh, immediately, if not sooner. It was his go-to, and I like, you're like, Ernie, where are you even keeping that? Don't you worry, I got four
don't
more.
Don't worry about it. Just know I have one, and don't mess with me.
Yeah.
I love that this man works with dead people and was still like, I'm going to have a gun.
Yeah. Because that's an industry where you really need to yourself from your clientele.
On his jump. He's on his jump. I'm not mad at him. And it turns out it came in handy.
True. By the way, was it just me or was this the largest funeral house you've ever seen?
They were like a mansion.
Windows for days.
Yeah, yeah.
They downsized. Jeez Louise. So, meanwhile, back in the cemetery, like we said, trash is naked. One of the losers is trying to sleep with one of the other girls. The girl all in white's very upset that Trash is naked. They just want a party.
in a cemetery, which I don't find the appeal. Maybe you can shed some light on why. And it's called Resurrection Cemetery. Absolutely not. I'm not hanging out in a cemetery called Resurrection Cemetery.
Nope, not doing it. So they're all there. They actually see Freddie and Frank pulling over the corpsey. And they're like, oh, that's not him. And I'm like, okay. You're wrong, but okay. And
all right.
Then so. They convince Ernie to help them bury this jaundiced man, which I don't know. I guess you need zero scientific knowledge to work at a medical supply person or apparently a crematorium, because if a gas reanimated this person, what happens to gas when you burn it?
Oh, you know, just turns into the steam and goes on, or not steam, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It goes back into the atmosphere.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they decide to put it in. Yeah, they put it into the flames.
Yeah.
With a trash bag, which I was like, okay, even poisonous, horrible, toxic gas aside, you're burning it in this trash bag. It's not great.
That's it.
Goes into the air.
Sweetie, it was the '80s. We aquanetted 42 times a day. We were not concerned with the environment. I don't know what that tells you.
My bad. I forgot what time we were in.
The only thing this very 80s movie was missing was somebody doing a bump of cocaine off of somebody else.
And I'm surprised it didn't have that.
So rich business owner going, not my reputation. We had the punk kids. We had an awesome 80s soundtrack. We had a ridiculous automobile.
We had boobies.
We had pussy. We had it all. You really only needed just somebody doing a bump of coke off of somebody's ass to really
would have cinched it.
Top tier material. But the rain falls down. The naked girls.
Yeah, right as the smoke from the fire from the incinerating the jaundiced man goes up. Wouldn't you know it? The clouds come. And the rain falls in such an acidic form.
That we are reanimating all the corpses in Reanimator.
The cemetery. That was conveniently close by.
Now, also, at this time, what's her name is running to get Freddy. So she has not seen the reanimated corpse. She's like, oh my God, 7 o'clock, I gotta get Freddy. And she just...
Because the rain hurts. It's a painful rain, which that's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of an acid rain,
So she goes inside, and she goes down to the basement, because why we think Freddy's down there, I don't know. And she meets little corpse guy, the one that was in the goo. And this man looks like he's been in goo.
Oh my God. I have to say he's one of my favorite zombies ever. Like, he's so creepy. I had to call my brother Casey was over and I was like, you need to come look at this. Cause it was great. It was so funny. He was cracking us up for this whole thing. He was like, oh my God, what is this? I was like, it's Return of the Living Dead.
Yes. So, she is running. The rest of them run out of the car and run to her. And almost all of them escape, except for, was that Scuzz that gets it?
Yeah. So, they hear her scream. She's locked herself in a room to get away from Slime Bucket Man.
Yes.
In this movie, the zombies are intelligent. So he's like, okay, she's locked the door. He puts a chain on the door to pull the door off. I don't know what he uses to pull the door off. But at this point, the group has come downstairs and they see the chain on the door. They can't see the zombie. Scuzz yanks the curtain down to see this horrible face there. And he stands there and lets the zombie grab his head and proceed to take a chunk out of his skull.
To be fair, the guy's name was Scuzz, I mean.
right. Standards low. I know. Yeah. And then my favorite is that he does pull the door off and they stand there staring at Scuzz getting eaten. And Tina is like, F you guys. And she runs.
Oh, yeah.
Right past him.
She's like, I don't know what you're all looking at. Let's go.
She doesn't stop to look.
Somebody turned to them and said, brains, did they run? What did they think was going to happen after he got Scuzz's brains?
Right.
Did they think was going to
happen? Well, there wasn't a lot. And also, he wasn't working with a lot. So I imagine Scuzz's brains probably weren't that tasty. So.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but the way she just bolts past, she doesn't say run. She doesn't say let's get out of here. She doesn't scream. She doesn't stop.
Nope.
She just pushes past all of them and is like, well, I'm out. I don't know why y'all are still standing here.
God bless in her all-white outfit, because she is faux show a virgin. And if you don't think that's what that all-white outfit meant, no, you weren't paying attention.
You need to watch some more 80s horror.
Yeah. I do love that we don't have a single final person. Everybody gets got. Don't matter. So they run out and somehow get split up. So Trash, Casey, and I think it was Suicide, but I'm not really sure at this point. Or maybe, no, it was Chuck, end up in the graveyard again.
Yeah.
Tina, Spider, and Suicide. Yes, it was Suicide. End up back in the crematorium with dear old Ernie and everyone. Tina's very concerned about what they did to Freddie, very concerned. I'm like, sweetheart,
they're not looking good either.
Put the pieces together here.
Yeah.
It took them too long to be like, they're turning into those creatures. Let's lock them up. That took too long in the story for me. That would have been moment one for me, honestly. I would have taken one look at those and been like, oh, you're becoming what's outside. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, yep, that whole time they're examining them.
You need paramedics to tell me that.
No, Foster, I mean, Casey, my brother, was like, oh, no. He was like, they don't have masks on. He was like, how many OSHA violations are there? He was like, and they're like coughing in their face. We were like, no, why would you let them cough on you like that? I'd have been like, Casey said he'd have been at the door like, hey, Jimmy, how you feeling?
And then
he was like, I'm going to kick you a bowl of soup over there.
Yeah, no, she's holding him for dear life.
Absolutely not. Like,
Ed walked in and he saw what was happening when she insists on being locked with him. And I go, Ed, I love you. You turning into a zombie. I'm leaving you immediately. And he goes, yes, no, please leave me immediately. Yes. Protect yourself.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, you're no longer you.
Right.
So
you're not you. You turn come find me. You turn back. Yeah. We'll be good.
We'll put
a little vacation. We'll be fine. Okay.
The ball definitely.
You tried to eat my brains. We'll get over it now.
Yeah.
If you try to eat a prettier woman's brains, we might
have a problem.
Well, now we have a problem.
That.
Could you imagine? I'm all jealous. Well, I think Cheryl's prettier than me, and you tried to eat Cheryl's brains.
Oh, so you can eat Cheryl's brains now? What was better about Cheryl's brains?
Is Cheryl smarter than me? I don't think Cheryl's smarter than me.
You think her brain is bigger? Was it tastier? God, it's hard being a woman. Just the directions our thoughts take is just wild.
The place. And like I said, Ernie, if you downsized a little bit, maybe less points of entry for the zombies. You had too many windows, my friend. They were getting in everywhere. Poor suicide gets pulled out a window.
And what's her name? The naked chick.
She becomes one.
Oh, she goes into the cemetery and for some reason lands like she's taking a bath in the cemetery water. And then sits there while the zombies proceed to mob on her.
Right.
And then for some reason, she turns into this monster-looking thing, which I was like, why is she turned all... Like, everyone else just kind of decayed like normal, but for some reason, she got like this big jaw and just turned into monster-looking.
I'm not sure if it's because she was alive, because if you see like Freddy and Frank don't really decay either. Like, they turn, but they're not decaying. So I wonder if decay was because people were all decaying.
I'm saying she had like a monster face. Like if you look she had like she turned into a monster face, which was weird.
How long she sat in that water, I don't know.
And her mouth was open, she fell. My whole thing with movies, close your mouth. I don't know why so many people in movies have their mouths open. Evil Dead Rise, she's killing the thing and this blood. And their mouth is open. Every time they're killing something, their mouth is open. Close your mouth. If you're in a deadly situation, close your mouth. She's running the cemetery.
I just looked at Tina's IMDb picture. Her now, she has aged quite nicely. Way to go, Beverly Randolph. You're looking fantastic.
Agreed. All these people age pretty well.
Yeah.
Freddie looks pretty good.
Alpha still looks like somebody I would hang out with now.
Oh, who?
We'll hang out. The guy who played Ernie. Well, hang out.
Oh, Don. Don, if you'd like to come on the show.
Yeah, come on. We'll talk. I like a man who carries a gun, Don. I like a man who carries
a gun. That is her thing now.
Just immediately, while I do live in Texas. So, she's just bathing. She turns. Things are not going well. And they decide, I mean, the poor paramedics, they're getting taken out left and right. There's no security protocol for these walkie-talkies.
No.
More people are just being sent and getting taken out.
Well, the first two get killed by that one zombie, and he goes, and gets on the CB and is asking for more food. Basically, it's like Uber. He's like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just gonna go ahead and order some more people to come on over here.
Yeah. Arnie is over here investigating one of them, asking questions. Like we're on the Jay Leno couch. Why do you need the brains? Like.
Oh yeah, they capture the half woman. They capture this one zombie. Because she got in through one of the many entrances
of the house, and so they capture her.
Yeah, which never would. As I was watching it with my family, we were all yelling about the different ways we would have killed her. They saw this as an opportunity to interview, as you said.
Yeah,
captured her alive, and then put her on a slab and tied her down to ask her questions. That would have never occurred to me. It doesn't matter.
I saw it happen. It still doesn't occur to me. Even now, I'm like, no, that's not on my list of options.
We don't need
burn to it. Burn it with fire is on my list of options.
Yeah, but. Not let's question it. Not let's have interview. Let's not have a podcast about it.
No.
But we do find out that eat the brains because it hurts when they don't.
When they're dead. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. It wasn't a great answer.
No, but whatever. And they didn't do anything with it.
Great podcast guest. She didn't really nail the answer segment. And then she stays on that strip the rest of the time.
Huh?
She just stays on the slab the rest of the time. They do nothing with her. They feel she is wrapped up.
They don't even do anything with the information. They don't even use that.
To come in here to send my daddy, I mean my elephant, the...
Okay, that's fine. He can.
They don't even use the information for their... Like, you think, they're going to use this, and then... do something with it.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Yeah, at least if, like, a follow-up question might have been, how can we stop you? We never get to this question.
No, there was no solution in that questioning at all. Terrible interrogation. Would not recommend.
Why? Question one. We're on a
time. Yeah, if you're gonna do this, if you're gonna go this route, question number one should be, how do we kill you?
Treat this like a Quibi show. We only got 2 minutes. Let's get to where we need to be. Yeah.
Okay? No whammies.
So that didn't happen. Cops are coming in. They're trying to just... It's not going well, okay?
People are just getting hacked up and et left and right.
We lose Spider. We lose.
I mean, Spider was black, so we knew that was coming. Another 80s.
He was great, though.
Oh, he was.
But so now all that we have left in the crematorium is Ernie, Freddie, Tina. Tina and Ernie go up. Ernie's got his gun. He's ready for whatever has to happen.
Because he's Ernie, and that's what Ernie does.
While they're up there, the other two, they try to get out with the car. That failed. They're in the place again. That failed. They're trying to call for help. That fails. The cops
failure.
Barricading, but the cops are getting eaten alive. There's just so many of these things. Did the rain pour on every cemetery in town? Or how many corpses were in Reanimator Corpse? Because
I don't know.
Was that a very, very vibrant...
I mean, it was called Resurrection Cemetery, so maybe everyone buried their dead hoping that they would see them again.
True.
Yeah.
Cemetery action.
Yeah.
So, he's like, Bert's like, fuck it, I guess we're calling the army. And Bert calls the army.
Never, ever call the army.
He didn't want to call the cops at first, but now we're...
Yeah, now we're calling the army. Okay. Whenever military gets involved, that's a bad... Yeah, you don't want to go that way.
So, and what's it, the army goes, don't worry, we have contingency plans. And Bert's first question isn't, And would you mind sharing with those of us who aren't zombies what those might be?
Maybe just a tidbit. Maybe just a step one of the contingency plan. What's the end game of this contingency plan?
Right.
No.
Because I'm not... And here's the thing, though. You're going to try to tell me that Arnie's house did not have some sort... That man looks like he would have been a doomsday prepper. Where was his reinforced steel underground
panic room?
Come on, Ernie.
Something. Disappointed in you, bud. But
I did like his reaction to the short when he shut the ambulance door and the little zombie was eating the guy, and his immediate reaction was bang bang. He shot at it. He didn't stand there. He didn't scream. He didn't say what the hell. He shot at it immediately. Yeah. He ran. And then you could see it slip and fall as it's run. That scene was actually great. I like that scene.
That was pretty good. And the Army's natural decision is we're going to blow this shit up.
As it tends to be.
And the commander's talking about this like this is a great success. Oh, guys, only 4,000 people dead. We're fine. 4,000. Who the fuck even cares? 4,000 people. No one will miss them. So, just a question for our government. Now, I know that 4,000 doesn't seem like a lot.
Maybe 4,000 spread out amongst the country, but 4,000 in a concentrated city, I feel like.
Yeah. Like,
that's going to be noticed.
I'm going to notice if a couple square blocks and some residents of Fort Worth are missing tomorrow. I know it's a big metropolis, but I promise you. If there's just some bombed out city blocks, I'm going to be like, something fucking happened here.
I could be wrong, but I think there's some people missing. I would definitely notice when I could actually drive down the freeway. I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people missing. Yeah,
when traffic in DFW really started to open up, I'd be like, something happened here. Nothing
complaining, but I would definitely notice.
Right. All of a sudden, I'm at work. There's even fewer people in the office. I'm like, something happened.
Not as many phone calls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, their solution is to blow it up.
Yeah, got to do it. And but then you see that, that has just thrown more of whatever this gas is back.
Gas. So everybody that had it has blown up. So now it's, what do you know? It's back up in the sky. My favorite is that they just used the same scene from the middle of the movie for the end of the movie. Because it was the exact same.
We're not wasting shots here, okay?
I was like, that's the exact same scene we saw earlier. So you guys just were like, F it. We'll just, nobody's going to know.
They're like, nobody's making it to the end of this movie. It's fine.
Yeah.
Second the tits girl died, we're done. So it's fine. Watching after that.
No more tits, I don't care.
Yeah. The way she walked to that last man that she killed.
My mom was like, she's got a lot of switch in that for being a zombie. Like,
yeah. Got a switch in that hitch. I was like, woohoo.
All right, we go, girl. The irony of wearing the leg warmers while the rest of you is entirely naked was not lost on me.
No, it was great. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. I'm going to do it later. Just to see how I feel. Now, first that would require me finding leg warmers, guys.
Well, apparently we're starting a Horror in Heels OnlyFans.
I'm going back in my DeLorean. Let me get those leg warmers for you. I'm sure I can find them on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I bought 3 people a goat and a cow off Amazon today, so it's fine.
There you go.
Isn't Prime Day coming up, speaking of?
Yeah, it's on the 11th.
Oh.
But overall, I like this movie. I think the graphics hold up. Like,
effects.
Very good. The makeup is very good because even with the HD and all that, Freddie and Frank look sick. And it's a gradual sickness with them.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's very, very well done. So I'd say this movie actually holds up pretty well.
The only one that didn't hold up was Half Woman.
Yeah, because the animatronics are a little spotty. Yeah.
I mean, guys, you got your wish. You got to party with zombies. So you wanted a party. Here we go.
There you go. That's a party for you.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when the rigor mortis is setting in into Frank and Freddy, and you can see them like tensing up, and I was like, that's actually nightmare fuel right there. To be alive and feeling rigor mortis. Oh, no, thank you.
Yep.
This is if you haven't watched it, this is considered a 4th of July classic for the horror community because it takes place on 3rd. So it's one of those horrors that you pull out for 4th of July.
Overnight, yep.
Yeah. How many do we rank it out of? 10? We used to do 5, but then we changed it to 10, right? Because 5 was too, like, not enough gray area
in 5 heels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I would give this a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Zombies don't do it for me. I found the acting fun. Like I said, I'd hang out with Ernie. it checked pretty much every horror 80s box except for cocaine. So, I mean,
yeah,
kudos.
What more could you want?
Yeah.
What more could you ask for? They had enough people to kill, so people were dying left and right. Nothing. In order to have a movie with not a lot of people in it, you have to do that very well for nobody to die and still be a good horror movie, which it has been done. I can't name it.
Kept on bringing more ambulances. No worries. Trash's tits were just top notch. Very good tits. Once again, those were definitely not the tits of a mom. Just want to say. Not the tits of a woman who has breasts.
What did I call them? Kitty titties?
No kitty titties. Not
kitty titties.
So 7 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I'd say 7, 8. 8 if you're a fan of the genre and you enjoy campiness. It's very campy, very fun.
Yeah.
It's on Prime right now. I think it's on Shudder also. But
it's on Prime. It's on Shudder. I think it's on Tubi or one of those too.
Well, we'll see when we actually air this if it will still be on by then. But as of right now today, while we're recording.
Okay, and I think next week we're doing The Sand?
Yes.
The Sand, which also looks campy, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, very.
Have you seen it? I have not.
Yeah.
You've seen?
It's That's okay. Why I recommended it. It's pretty fun. It's a fun one to me.
Okay.
Very cheesy, but it's a more modern campy, so not like the nostalgic 80s, but it's a fun one.
We're going to see what happens, guys.
Yes. But we are happy to be back.
There's a lot of boobs in this movie, too.
Surprisingly.
Not as many.
No.
And that is all from us here this week. We kind of want to keep the first one back tight, get you guys back in the groove. Also, like we said, now we've got jobs, so we actually have
lives now.
Yeah, we have to be a little more careful about what we say.
We're coming back at twice a month, so every other week to start. Maybe if we have the time, we'll do a bonus episode here and there.
Yeah.
But for right now, we're trying to find our grooves because my schedule is very sporadic. I can tell you I'm a flight attendant. So I can't. It's hard for me to nail down actual time.
I can tell you guys I am a stock trader. I did pass my Series 7 and my Series 63. Just not going to tell you where. Basically because you message us, stop doing it, it's creepy. We've got stalkers and we don't need it. So I don't need you.
I could use one to boost the old self-esteem, but you know.
Do you want me to get you the half lady from this movie? She seemed like she'd be down to clown. No? Oh, okay.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Your questions with no real answers, but she'll answer your questions.
Yeah, she will.
She will. You got to ask some good ones, but she'll answer them, I think. So,
that's new with us. We're happy to be back. Hopefully, we can keep this going.
Yeah. And if we can't, well, it's been fun. It's been real.
Yeah. This might be our episode. We don't know. We'll see.
I want to say welcome to all my new interns who are listening now. Thank you for liking and subscribing. really anything to get company, and I appreciate that.
Oh man, and if this is your first episode listening to us for whatever reason,
welcome. You definitely want to go back to the previous seasons, because you'll definitely
hear some things.
Yeah. You got to hear us raw and uncut first.
Yeah.
Exactly. Unemployed Jen and partially employed Alicia were a different breed, so.
Yeah, we are. And definitely go back and listen to some of our interview episodes, because we had great guests, and hopefully have more to come.
Oh man, that'd be great, yeah.
So
yeah.
Once again, thank you. Stay scary, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.